For this series of podcasts, we created a bank of 250 flying-related questions, some serious, some not so much. We then put them into a random question generator and asked pilots to give us their answers. The results are often thought-provoking, hilarious, or even reassuring. This week's guest is...
My name is Tim Pentreath. I've been flying paragliders since 1990. I've been flying advanced gliders, since probably 2000, something like that. Can't quite remember. I've been flying cross country for most of those years, and I've been a member of the advanced XC serial team for 2 years now, in my just starting the third year.
Right, so we sent you 10 random questions, and question number one was, do you use mental training to improve your flying?
No, I wouldn't say I do. I suppose I try and do a bit of positive thinking now and then, but I don't sort of, you know, visualise good takeoffs and stuff like that. I guess I've been doing it long enough to get that right most of the time. But, I mean, this time of year, I often have disappointments, and I am trying to be more consistent at this time of year. I guess it's after a long layoff, you know, 6 months of virtually no cross-country flying. And your decision-making probably suffers a little. I mean, I've had a few, you know, one flight sort of 3 years ago was pretty disappointing, and I learned some lessons from that. You know, I bombed out after about 8K, when quite a few other people did, you know, 80 kilometers, 100 kilometers, that sort of thing. Yeah, so there's always lessons to be learned. So yes, on that disappointing flight when I bombed out after about 8 kilometers, I had quite a few nights when I just lay awake for hours thinking about what I did wrong. And there were a number of things, and firstly, we didn't get to the hill early enough. I think we had planned to get there for about 11:30, and 11 o'clock for about 11:30 start. And we got there, and gaggles were already climbing out, so that was a big thing. And actually, it was compounded by the fact that it was just before the clocks went on to summertime. So what that effectively meant was that 11 o'clock BST, you know, a couple of weeks later, would have been 12 o'clock. Summertime, and you'd never think of getting to the hill at 12 o'clock. You know, it's way too late. So we really cocked up there. The other thing was I didn't stay with a gaggle. I left with a couple of others, and it was a weakish thermal, but we were sort of drifting in zeros. And I, you know, there's two fatal mistakes there. I didn't stay with a gaggle, and I raced off to something that I thought might be working a long way away, and it didn't. And then I was on the ground, and I was thinking that my mate Nick, who was one of the pilots we drifted over the back with, would be landing shortly after, and then he went on and did a PB of 80K 3 years ago. So yeah, frustrating, but you've got to try and learn from it.
What's the minimum cross-country distance you have to fly to avoid personal disappointment?
I think it just depends on the day and the conditions. You know, if it's a 30K day and I fly, yeah, and we all do roughly the same distance, then, you know, that's fine. If I do 30K and someone else does, you know, 150, then I know I haven't, you know, done as well as I could have done. You know, there was a day, I think it was April last year, when a day at Froster, and it looked like a great day, but it was tricky staying up, and I ended up going down, landing at the bottom just at the time the best cycle of the day came through, and lots of people went off and did big distances. So, I mean, that was disappointing. You've got to learn not to let it get you down, though, and I tried to channel that disappointment into something positive on that occasion. And the next day, or that weekend, that was when the idea for the XC Retrieve system was born, which we all now use extensively in the UK.
What's the best costume you've ever seen at the fancy dress fly down at Sandhillier, either live or on a photo?
Yeah, tricky one, this. I haven't ever been there, although it's somewhere where I'd like to go and visit, you know, during the festival. And I've seen photos over the years and, you know, I've seen some fantastic things, but I can't really remember them. But I think I recall someone flying down in a Fokker triplane replica, which if I'm not mistaken, then that's got to be one of the best, I reckon.
Which describes you best, beeline stall, spiral dive or big ears?
Out of those three, probably spiral dive. But last year, during my first ever SIV, I learned how to do sats. So I quite enjoy those these days.
Which pilot, dead or alive, do you most look up to?
I mean, there's so many to choose from, but I think it has to be Krieg or Maurer. He's just the sort of complete paragliding pilot. He's, you know, good at acro, good at racing, obviously really made his name in the X-Alps. And he's just, you know, such a skillful pilot. Yeah, if we could all be like him.
If you could fly over any impressive building, which would it be?
Yeah, I was thinking about this for a while, and there's no real buildings in particular that spring to mind. Maybe that's really boring, but I did think that it would be fantastic to just fly over London, say, where there's so many sort of iconic buildings, and just, you know, on a thermic day, and you could just stay up, you know, bimbling around a couple of thousand feet perhaps, and just taking the sights from the air. Now, I mean, that's never going to happen unless there's another Icelandic volcano. So, yeah, I shall be waiting that occasion.
Have you ever flown at night?
No, but it is definitely on my bucket list. I missed an opportunity to do so at the final day of the British Open in St. Andre last year, when it was perfect conditions. There was a full moon. People had been talking about it, but actually, you know, when the time came to it, I couldn't find anyone who was actually going up there. And needless to say, about an hour later, people started flying down.
Have you ever been guilty of talking parabolics?
I'm sure we all have, haven't we? I must have done. I can't think of any occasions, but I'm sure people who eventually listen to this podcast will be able to chip in and prompt or remind me of numerous occasions when I have done. So yes, I'm sure I have been guilty.
Okay, describe your perfect fantasy retrieve or lift back from a cross-country flight.
Oh, blimey. Is my wife ever going to listen to this podcast? Better keep it fairly decent, I suppose. Well, any flight that ends, you've had a great flight, and for me, landing by the sea and having an ice cream is great. Then if you've got a bit of time to have a beer as well, that tops it up. And if it's, you know, short walk to a railway station, or maybe your mates come and meet you, but whatever, it's really nice to meet up with people who've had a similar flight to you, or maybe you've been flying together for some of the flight, and you meet up on a train or in the car later. It's just, it's brilliant. It's such good banter, and everyone's in a really good mood, got a few beers. That's what I enjoy about it. Just sharing the moments of the day, really.
Finally, what's the furthest you've ever traveled to fly?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, just drove up to Scotland on a whim with three others in a car. We just had a brilliant time. So I live down in the southwest of England in Bath, and driving to basically the Fort William area was quite a good length drive, but definitely worth it. We had two fantastic days flying, and the Highlands of Scotland are just spectacular given the right conditions. So I will definitely go up there on a whim again, you know, work permitting.
Great. Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you, Judith. It's been a pleasure.
Excellent. Brilliant.
For more paragliding and hang gliding related podcasts, please visit the podcast page of www.theparaglider.com. And if you enjoyed this podcast, or any of our many previous podcasts, webcasts or articles, please consider making a donation to the Paraglider. You can find the donate button on any of the podcast pages of the site or on the homepage at www.theparaglider.com. Many thanks.